Not the Bard You're Looking For, written by Ghost in the Library, and read by Titania. Summary. When Lambert hears a song claiming his brother, Geralt, massacred a group of elves, he tracks the bard responsible for the ugly rumour to Oxenfurt, but it turns out the situation isn't what he expected. The first time Lambert hears the song, he's in a shithole tavern in Flotsam. Not that there's any other kind of tavern in Flotsam, taking a much-needed break after a nasty hunt for an elf. Some minstrel who's barely hit puberty thinks he'll have a laugh by serenading Lambert with it. When Lambert hears the words Geralt of Rivia, every muscle in his body goes rigid. The only witches who get songs written about them are dead witches. But Geralt isn't dead. Instead, Lambert has to listen to 2 minutes of pure lies about Geralt killing an army of elves and a devil. It's all bullshit. Geralt doesn't go around killing elves. After Blaviken, the last thing Geralt needs are rumours spreading that he massacred another group of people, even if most humans don't consider elves people. Geralt still hasn't forgiven himself for Blaviken. What will shit like this do to him? "Did you write this?" he snarls at the minstrel as soon as the kid is done warbling. The little pissant looks like he might shit himself. "No, of course not, Witcher Sir. It was the bard, Dandelion." Lambert stands up, looming over the bard. "And where do I find this Dandelion?" Geralt hasn't been the same in the years since Blaviken. He was always a broody son of a bitch, but at least he had his moments of good humour. Since Blaviken, all he wants to do is sulk and stare sadly into the distance. Geralt likes to pretend that he doesn't give a fuck about what people think, but the Butcher label hit him hard. There's no way in hell that Lambert is going to let this Dandelion paint Geralt as a murderer. Not again. He goes to Oxenfurt, where he's learned Dandelion is a recent graduate and sometimes professor, specializing in the 7 liberal arts, whatever the fuck that means. Everything about being near the university, with all its pretentious fuckers who think they're the smartest people in the universe when they wouldn't know a wyvern from a basilisk, makes Lambert's skin itch. Luckily, it doesn't take him long to track down Dandelion to a shitty little tavern near campus where he apparently likes to play. When Lambert walks into the tavern, called the Griffin's Paw because humans like naming their taverns dumbass things, he looks around until his eyes fall on a brown-haired young man in a bright blue doublet, tuning his lute and softly singing some warm-up scales to himself. Lambert blinks. He was expecting a university professor to be older, but this kid looks hardly older than 20, baby-faced and doe-eyed. He looks up with a smile as Lambert approaches.
"Are you Dandelion?" Lambert demands.
The young man's eyes flicker over Lambert.
"Gods, do I wish I was. But no." "You sure?"
Lambert looms over him, crossing his arms over his chest.
"Because I was told he likes to play here."
"So does every aspiring bard in this city, my friend." "No. See that man outside with the hair the colour of straw and the punchable face?" Lambert glances outside to see a thin young man with shoulder-length blonde hair and absurd moustache standing among a group of young women, waving his hands about wildly as he talks. Lambert would dislike him instantly, even if he didn't know who he was.
"That's your Dandelion," the blue-eyed boy says cheerily. "Though I warn you, he's a louse and a rapscallion."
"That's why I'm here," Lambert cracks his knuckles. "Thanks." He looks at the boy questioningly. The boy's smile is sweet as honey.
"Yaskir. I'm Yaskir."
"Thanks, Yaskir." He really is pretty. Maybe Lambert will have to stop back here after he has a talk with Dandelion. He strides across the street, grabs Dandelion by the front of his frilly lavender doublet, and shoves the protesting minstrel up against the nearest wall. Several people look over in alarm, but no one tries to intervene.
"Get your hands off of me!" the bard squeals.
Can't you see this is Tosante silk?
Nah, I've never been good with my textiles. Always get my Tosante and Matinian silks mixed up. Lambert grins, displaying his sharp incisors. The bard gulps. This stupid toss-a-coin song. You're going to stop singing it. In fact, you're going to stop singing altogether. Take a vow of silence and go live in a monastery.
The bard's jaw drops.
You think that I wrote that drivel?
You're Dandelion, aren't you?
Dandelion? I've never heard of a dandelion.
Not Dandelion puffs out his chest.
I am Veldo Marx, troubadour of Sedaris, and if you don't get your hands off of me, I will have you tarred and feathered, witcher. See if I don't.
Lambert has been tarred and feathered before. It was unpleasant, but nothing he can't handle. He doesn't let go of Veldo Marx.
Then who the fuck wrote that song?
Who else? Julian Pankratz, panderer to the masses, a useless layabout who chooses to squander his meagre talent writing songs that cater to the lowest common denominator. Only he would produce such drivel.
Well, fuck.
Lambert struggles to hide his dismay.
And where can I find Julian Pankratz?
Right there! Veldo points, and Lambert turns in time to see a bright blue doublet and a head of wavy brown hair vanishing into the crowd.
Motherfucker!
The room is dark and quiet, but the building around it isn't. As Lambert sits in a chair in the corner and waits, he can hear someone fucking upstairs, giggles as a group of young women run down the hall, a hushed conversation in the next room. Someone taking a piss outside. So he hears the lone set of footsteps coming down the hallway. When the key turns in the lock, he's ready, every muscle in his body tense. Julian Pankratz, a.k.a. Dandelion, a.k.a. Yaskir, doesn't notice him when he comes in. With a long sigh, he sets down his lute and kicks off his boots before lighting the candle on the bedside table. His back is turned to Lambert, and Lambert thinks that the kid is damn lucky that he's just here to scare the shit out of him and not kill him, or he would be fucked. Oblivious, the bard begins to unbutton his doublet, and Lambert decides he's not the kind of creepy bastard who lurks in the corner while someone is getting undressed, no matter how much he wants to see what's under that doublet.
I'm curious, he says. The bard goes still. Is it he can't be beat, or he can't be bleat? I've heard it both ways.
The bard doesn't turn round. Lambert hears his heart rate pick up, and the faint, sour scent of anxiety fill the air. Not quite fear. Not yet. It's he can't be bleat. It's clever, you know, because of the sylvan in his horns. Like a goat.
My brother wouldn't kill a sylvan. They're peaceful folk, and we don't kill sentient creatures.
Lambert stands up slowly.
Not unless they deserve it.
Wait, is this really about toss a coin? The bard sounds relieved.
What the fuck else would it be about?
Lambert demands.
I don't know. When I heard a witcher was asking around about me, I thought maybe someone found out about the siren blood.
Siren blood?
Just a smidgen, and it doesn't actually affect me at all. I've tried to bewitch people with my voice, and it doesn't work. I am a fantastic swimmer. But I think that may have more to do with my long legs and strong shoulders. Anyway, I'm forgetting myself. The bard with too many names turns to Lambert with a smile. You'll hear about my song? How lovely. I'm always happy to meet a fan, though I generally prefer I'm not a fucking fan. Lambert has no idea what's going on, just that he's entirely lost control of this situation.
That song is all lies.
The bard blinks.
Well, of course it is. Do you really think Geralt took on an army of elves single-handedly? He's a very impressive man, I'll give you that, but he also doesn't know how to wash his own hair, so he has his limitations.
Who the fuck are you? Lambert snarls.
Oh, the name's Julian Alfred Pankratz, Viscount de Lettenhove, but my friends call me Yaskir.
This little peasant is a viscount?
Lambert's head is starting to hurt.
Then who the fuck is Dandelion?
Ah, well, you see, In cities where the name Yaskir is associated with, well, some scandalous rumors, like fucking people's wives and husbands, I see the beauty in everyone. Yaskir gives Lambert a slow up and down. There are certain places where introducing myself as Yaskir would get my kneecaps broken. Dandelion is my alter ego for those situations. Lycan Flotsam? The head of the Flotsam City Guard's wife is a lovely woman. Much too young for him. Poor, sheltered thing. She never even realized that you can use your mouth to, I don't need to hear the rest. Lambert's gaze is unwillingly drawn to that pink cupid's bow mouth. Yaskir sighs dreamily. Anyway, you'll hear about Toss a Coin. I don't take commissions for songs at this time, but if you're willing to tell me some stories, I'm sure I can throw together a ditty or two for you in the morning. This impertinent little shit. I don't want you to write me a song. I want you to stop singing lies about my brother. Why would I do that? Because I'll beat the shit out of you if you don't, Lambert wants to say. But he can't do it. Yaskir may be an idiot, but he seems to be a harmless one, and the thought of intimidating him doesn't sit right with Lambert. And he finds that he likes the smell of Yaskir now that the nervous scent is fading away. Honeysuckle and chamomile. He doesn't want Yaskir to smell scared again. Because people already call Geralt the Butcher of Blaviken, he says instead. And he doesn't need to be associated with another fucking massacre. Yaskir's jaw drops. You think I wrote the song to slander Geralt? I don't think humans typically give a fuck about witches' reputations when they tell stories. You have it all wrong, Lambert. Lambert takes a step back. I never told you my name. You didn't have to, Yaskir says. Red-headed, cantankerous, no scars on your face. You must be Lambert. Or maybe Vesemir. I don't think Geralt told me what color Vesemir's hair was. Lambert swells in indignation before he notices the bard shit-eating grin. The little fucker is toying with him. Geralt told you about me? Of course he did. We're friends. Geralt doesn't have friends. Your information is out of date. Yaskir looks a little smug as he crosses his arms over his chest. I wrote Toss a Coin 3 years ago, and in that time, I have travelled with your brother many times, whenever I'm not here teaching. He probably wouldn't call me a friend, because that's how he is, but we've shared bedrolls and meals. I've stitched up his wounds and rubbed chamomile on his ass when he gets saddleburn. He's saved my life several times. If that's not a friend, I don't know what is. You fucking him? Of course not. Geralt's my muse. I don't piss where I eat. I've devoted my career to making sure that he's known as the White Wolf and not the Butcher of Blaviken. Life has gotten better for witches in the last 3 years. Or haven't you noticed? Since he came back north, Lambert has noticed people being slightly friendlier and older men being less stingy with their coin. But he thought he'd just gotten used to all the assholes in the south. I've been in the south for the last few years, he says grudgingly. Travelling through Nazir and Matina, mostly. Hadn't even heard the song until I was in Flotsam last month. Yaskir looks delighted. And the first thing you did was come here to make sure your brother's name wasn't being dragged through the mud. Oh, you absolute sweetheart! And Geralt told me you were the arsehole of the family. I am the arsehole of the family. Lambert has no idea what to do with being called a sweetheart. He is being called many things in his life. But never sweet. Obviously not. Yaskir is looking at him with a distinctly starry-eyed expression, and Lambert has the uncomfortable realization that he could get used to being looked at like that. Geralt's reputation is safe with me. I won't claim that he likes Toss a Coin, but he understands it was necessary. Everyone thinks Philivandrel and his people are dead now. They're no longer being hunted. And everyone thinks your brother is the hero who saved Basada from a grain-stealing devil. Everyone wins. Ha, huh, says Lambert, who is rapidly coming to the conclusion that he stalked through the streets of Oxenfurt, menaced Valdo Marx, and lurked in Yasir's room for hours, for no good reason. He's lost control of this situation so thoroughly that he's starting to think he never had any in the first place. He clears his throat.
Geralt's a good man. A good witcher. There are better songs you can sing about him than that.
Well, I'm going to be performing at the Griffin's Paw tomorrow afternoon, since my show today got unceremoniously cut short. Stop by, and you'll see all the other songs I've written about Geralt. Lambert can feel his face growing hot, which is stupid, because witches don't fucking blush.
I guess I could do that.
And then maybe you can tell me some stories of your own afterwards. Jaskier tilts his head to the side. Who knows? Maybe you'll inspire a song or two. Lambert snorts.
I wouldn't count on it. I'm not inspiring.
Lambert, my friend, Jaskier says. I'm fairly certain you're wrong there. It's a month later when Lambert hears the song for the first time in a tavern in Novigrad. It's a bouncy tune about a witcher who saved a beautiful maiden from a grave hag. The song differs from the story Lambert told Jaskier the month before, namely in that the beautiful maiden was actually the town drunk and she puked on Lambert's boots instead of offering him a chaste kiss as a reward. The song is entirely bullshit, but it makes Lambert sound kind and noble and brave. And for an instant while listening to it, Lambert believes it. Smiling to himself, he saddles up his horse and heads for Oxenfurt. The end.